Okay, we're going to turn our attention to athletics, and join me in the studio this afternoon is Brendan O'Donnell, chairman of the Donegal County Athletics Board and also the race director for the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon and 5K Fun Run and Walk, which is taking place on Sunday the 26th of April. Brendan, this is the second year of this event, and all the indications are that you could have a very big turnout.
Absolutely, Chris. This is the, as you say, it's the second year. Last year, we started off the event. We worked with Strabane District Council to basically to try and bring a new event to the area. Strabane District Council would have organised a 10K over a number of years. And basically, we got together with them to look at the potential for the area. And we came up with the idea of the half marathon last year. And last year's event, we were actually surprised for a first event. We had between the 5K and the half marathon, we had the guts of about 700 people. So really, really positive feedback from last year. And all the indications are is that this year is going to even be bigger and better again.
Well, I suppose geographically, you're well placed because you're getting people from quite a big catchment area.
Well, that's it, exactly. I mean, like, if you look at the Strabane area itself, Strabane has a population of the region about 15,000 on its environs. So, like, there's a huge, huge catchment area. East Donegal, which our own club covers, again, huge catchment area as well. So, I mean, like, as you say, like, we're well positioned to attract big numbers, and even just across the northwest as well. I mean, we're well positioned to attract big numbers.
Now, there's been a big increase in people taking part in marathons, but also that the half marathons are becoming more and more popular as well, and a lot of people use them as part of their schedule to train for a full marathon.
Well, that's it, Chris. You know, if you look at what we have marathon-wise, I mean, the Belfast Marathon's coming up. The Derry Marathon, which has attracted big numbers. I mean, if you look at our event, it's kind of well-positioned. The Derry Marathon itself is on at the end of May. So as regards preparation for the Derry Marathon, you know, 26th of April is perfect preparation. What you really find, Chris, is that, you know, over the last number of years, you know, there's been as you know yourself, there's been a running boom. A lot of people have kicked off with the 5Ks, which in itself is an achievable, you know, it's an achievable goal, an achievable distance. They've worked up to 10Ks, you say half marathon, and I think the ultimate goal for a lot of people is really to complete the marathon. And the half marathons are becoming more and more popular, and really are a stepping stone for the marathon.
And it is interesting, as you say, to see it's almost a natural progression. People get used to doing the 5Ks, and then they want to try a little bit more. And the half marathon doesn't quite kill you the same way a full marathon might for some.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you take the likes of the 5K, you know, it's, as I say, it's an entry point for the vast majority of people when they're starting off running, starting off athletics. But what you'll find with a lot of people is that they find that the 10Ks and the longer distances, 5Ks run obviously at a faster speed, whereas the 10Ks and the likes of the half marathon are that natural progression for people wanting to do something different. You know, there's any amount of 5Ks, the likes of the 10K, the half marathon, they're few and far between.
Now, the all-inclusive nature of running is probably one of the big plus points, because no matter what event you're in, be it a 5K or a marathon, you're running against yourself. There's always people of your ability around you. And that's one of the attractions that people find. You know, you're not always up against the elite.
Exactly, Chris. You know, if you look at athletics, and if you look at road races down through the years, you know, there was that perception that 5Ks, you know, the road races were for that elite competitive athlete. There's huge amount of work being done by the Donegal Athletics Board, and probably in particular Brendan McDade with the Donegal Athletics Board over the last number of years, with the Grand Prix series, etc. And what it does is that, you know, 3.1 miles, you know, it's an achievable distance for someone starting off. And, you know, anything from 15 minutes to 45 minutes, there's something there for everybody. So there's, as you say, there's always going to be somebody ahead of you, somebody behind you.
And I was just talking to somebody last night who had a PB at a race down in Milford, and the person coming over the line in 350th person could get a PB, and on the day they can get every bit as a high out of the event as the person coming over the line in first or second.
Well, that's exactly it, Chris. You know, a lot of these races, you know, really the only person that you're competing against is yourself. You know, that and really what it is, I mean, I think there's a, you know, it's probably going to be back to childhood, you know, when we all ran races in the school playground, etc. There's that natural competitive element in everybody. So whether you're into your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever it is, you know, if you're getting from 35 to 34 or getting from 17 to 16, 59, you know, there's goals there for everybody. And that's, I think that's the beauty about the races at the moment.
I'm in studio here with Brendan O'Donnell, the chairman of the Donegal County Athletics Board and also race director for the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon, which is taking place on Sunday, the 26th of April. Now, as well as the half marathon, one of the great features of this event is you also have a 5K family run and walk. So it means you're catering for an awful lot of different people.
Really, we're catering for everyone. The whole concept of what it is that we're trying to do. I mean, we're trying to, you know, Strabane District Council, it's the newly formed Derry City and Strabane District Council, and ourselves and Lifford Athletico. Really, we're trying to work together to create an event, to create a good quality event in the half marathon, but also to create the whole cross-border, cross-community, family-friendly atmosphere around the whole event. And the 5K walk, run, etc. is an integral part of all of that as well. And really what we're trying to do is the 5K itself. The 5K will take place just before the half marathon. And then what we're hoping is that, you know, all those people hang around and really cheer everybody home, everybody that's doing the half marathon, cheer them on, cheer them home, etc.
Now, sometimes for the longer distances in particular, people who are maybe thinking about doing a race, one of the questions they ask, is there a hard course? And that can dictate, by all accounts, this is a relatively flat course.
Relatively flat. You know, if you look at what it is that people are looking for now, Chris, you know, they're looking for fast times, they're looking for PBs. Now, in some respects, you know, every course is different. Every course is different. And when you look at a PB, you know, I think the only exact measure that you can have with a PB is really to measure it against the same course. But generally, you know, a 5K course is a 5K course, the same with a half marathon. Basically what we're looking at is we hope that it's going to be a great event now on the 26th.
Now, the course for the half marathon, just briefly, where do we start? Where do we pass by? Where do we finish?
The race starts and finishes in Strabane. It starts on the old Derry Road, just in the Alley Theatre, and is the kind of the main focal point. So it starts on the old Derry Road, and it crosses the bridge into Lifford, and it does about 5 or 6 miles of the courses in Lifford, with the rest in Strabane. And you know the actual nature of the course. I mean, it is primarily flat. I mean, you might get one or two short hills, but say for every hill you go up, you've got to come down one as well. So, you know, if you take last year, I think the true measure of you know, when people talk about fast courses is, you know, as the likes of PBs, etc. And we had a huge amount of, you know, positive feedback from last year with you know, really, you know, conditioned runners, you know, people who've been running for a long time, really come back with very good feedback on the course.
Now, I've seen on Facebook a picture of the medal that is going to be there, and for some people that's very important as well, and you've a lovely piece commissioned for this.
Yeah, but again, what we did, Chris, was we tried to pick a focal point, something that represented both towns, or both areas, both communities, etc. And what we did was we chose the sculptures at the old Camel's Point, Camel's Hump checkpoint crossing, the Let the Dance Begin sculptures, and the whole idea behind those sculptures is to represent you know, cross community, cross border, community regeneration. So we've commissioned, you know, the medals which represent those some of those sculptures, and it really is a fantastic medal. As you say, for a lot of people, that's you know, something that they can treasure, something that they can look back on as a commemorative thing, maybe 10, 20 years down the line.
Now, for those entering, tell us a little bit about the entry fees and how do you enter and how much it is and that sort of thing.
Okay, well, you know, when we worked with Strabane District Council, really what we wanted to do, you know, it wasn't about making, you know, this event wasn't about making money. This event was trying to put on something that would get people to come out, the whole family, cross-community, cross-border thing. So what we tried to do was pitch it with a fee that would be attractive. So for £15 sterling or €20, I mean, it is fantastic value for the half marathon. And that includes, you know, the T-shirt, includes the medal, and everything else that goes with the race. The 5K itself, then, the 5K finishers, they'll also get the medal, and it's €6, £5 or €6. And those are fees up until Thursday, the 23rd of April. And that's the early registration fee, and there's a late registration fee on the day, really to encourage people to try, yeah, you know, to enter beforehand.
And there's chip timing, so people get an accurate time as they come over the line. And also, for those at the top end of the field, a prize fund, I see, of €3,500, so not to be sniffed at.
That's not to be sniffed at. You know, the first prize for the men and women is £300 sterling each. You know, and there's a whole raft of other prizes then across the various categories as well. So, you know, there's a really, really, really good prize fund. And as you say, the chip timing, what we've tried to do this year is to introduce split timing as well, to give people an idea of their, you know, where they're at during the race as well. So those are things that we've tried to add on this year. We've added on post-race massage. There's a new cryo spa opened up in the Melvin Hall in Strabane as well. So again, that can be booked, you know, for after the race as well. So we're trying to, you know, to add on pacers as well. Those are other things that we're adding, from everything from 1.5 hours up to 2:15. We're adding pacers so that people who maybe are not as accustomed to running half marathons, that they've got somebody there, a high visibility person who will pull them along to a good time, hopefully.
And finally, just in your capacity as chairman of the County Athletics Board, we've had the Lifford Spring Series, the Finn Valley Spring Series. There's a big ladies-only race taking place tomorrow up at Finn Valley. The athletics clubs, it looks as if membership is increasing all around. I mean, this really is a boom time for athletics in Donegal, plus the likes of Mark English and people who are inspiring others to get involved.
Exactly, Chris. You know, I just spoke with John Foley, the CEO of Athletics Ireland, there during the week. And we were just talking about membership, and, you know, the registration figures came out for the end of March. I think nationally the figures are up about 8% nationally in terms of membership of Athletics Ireland, whereas in Donegal we're up 16%. You know, so, you know, like John Foley, I think himself, was acknowledging, you know, the huge amount of work that's actually being done in Donegal by the athletic clubs, you know, really, really promoting the sport. And it's not just about promoting the sport of athletics. We're creating the environment. We're, you know, supporting lots and lots of races. And these aren't just races run by athletic clubs. These are races run by schools, community groups, football clubs, etc., etc. So the Donegal Athletics Board is out there promoting the sport, but also supporting local communities as fundraisers. And we're also basically geographically trying to, you know, getting athletics into every corner of the county as well.
From now till the end of September, there's probably 3-4 races a week going on. As you say, schools, charities, there's no shortage of races to choose from.
Exactly, Chris. I mean, I came this morning, I was over helping a race in Carrigans for the local school this morning. The Northwest 10K kicks off on the 3rd of May. And really that historically has been the kickstart for races throughout the summer. And as you say, we've got the Brian McCormick sponsored Grand Prix series. I think there's ending up to about 60 races between now and the middle of September. So, you know, there's certainly no shortage of races, and, you know, there's no excuse for anyone to say that there's, you know, that they don't have access to an event, because there's loads and loads of events going on. And that 60 races won the Grand Prix series. There'll be lots and lots of other events, even within, you know, outside of that the county board is supporting as well.
Okay, there we'll leave it. So it's the 26th of April, the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon taking place, and also that 5K family fun run and walk. And just finally, Brendan, if anyone wants more information, there is there a website or a telephone number? What's the best thing to do?
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook page, the Strabane Lifford Half Marathon Facebook page. We have online entry on both the Athletics Ireland and the Athletics Northern Ireland websites. And if anybody wants to contact me, myself, 086-600-7847 is my number. And what we're also hoping is that next weekend we will actually have a registration point at the Bridge in Lifford and an Asda in Strabane. We're looking at having a focal point where people can come and register as well.